direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Trial starting today. The murder trial of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A lot of security precautions being taken. A jury has already been seated. I have an opinion about that, and I'm going to share it with you right now. Everybody is treating it like a media event, all sorts of think pieces about how a lot of pressure on the jury and all that. It sort of reminds me of the O.J. Simpson trial, and that's a bad thing. O.J. Simpson killed two people, but he got off, was wrongfully acquitted, because it turned into a media circus and it dragged on for months and months and months and months. It was badly handled. This one won't be months and months and months, but it will be a month, apparently. And they should diminish the opportunity for celebrity about this trial, because what it does do, it elevates jurors as somehow celebrities, and somehow they think they have to do something aberrant. Fact is that the facts are pretty simple. The defendant strangled George Floyd, had his thumb on his breathing for 8 minutes. 8 minutes, he was already submissive. The defense's defense, such that it is that because he was allegedly on drugs, what killed him is the drugs. Well, let me tell you something. You're not entitled to strangle a drug addict. The law is that you take your victim as you find him. If you punch a 20-year-old man and he just shakes it off, it's probably a misdemeanor. If you punch a 90-year-old man and he dies, you've committed a murder. You can't say, well, he was old, something wrong with him, died of something else. But anyway, I would not let TV cameras anywhere near that courtroom. I would absolutely diminish the celebrity nature of it. And we'll see. We'll see how this progresses. Here in Wisconsin, news was announced over the weekend that Jacob Blake's family is suing the officer who shot him in the back seven times or more, left him paralyzed. Jacob Blake himself is suing. Jacob Blake himself suing the officer. And here is the law on that. Here is the law on that. The law is that historically, officers had immunity from civil suit. The U.S. Supreme Court has recently changed that and permitted suits for excessive force on the grounds that what that is the equivalent of somebody restraining you, in this case, paralyzing you for the rest of your life. If you look at what happened here, the interviews of the officers waited. They had time to talk among themselves, whereas Jacob Blake was interviewed while he was in pain in the hospital immediately. There's no excuse for shooting somebody in the back seven times as he's slowly getting into a car and his kids are in the back seat. No gun found, no indication anywhere that a weapon was turned on the officer. The people in the state and law enforcement, the prosecutors, were afraid to prosecute, because they said they couldn't prove that it was unreasonable. Are you kidding me? You know, with Biden in now, with the U.S. attorney in Milwaukee, there are federal charges that can be brought. And I think that a new U.S. attorney should convene a grand jury and look at this a lot more, about all the evidence, make an independent judgment, not like the elected prosecutors that were afraid to bring this case. Go to the lines. And Pizza Box Mike, my friend, you just won a t-shirt, Pizza Box Mike. And you give out t-shirts on your show. You just won one on this show because you're the third caller. My friend, you are the man of Saturday, Pizza Box Mike. What's on your mind?
Well, you're going to have to give it to the next caller because I've got one. And yeah, you can't do that, man. I already got one. Just waiting to get to summer so I can do the right to bear arms thing and cut off the sleeves. Look at the contrast as well, will you? You know, with the I don't even know why I can't remember his name, but the clown from that came up from Illinois to Kenosha and shot two people. And
right.
He's out on bail and drinking in the bar with Proud Boys. You see the contrast of how white people are treated? You know, we know that if it was a black or, a Latino cop that leaned on a white guy and killed him, they wouldn't be talking about him being on drugs. They'd be charging that guy with murder probably, or, you know, manslaughter. I mean, how long do you have to live in America to not believe that what I'm saying is actually happening?
Yeah, you know, Pizza Box Mike, the guy that came up, for this guy, he tried to surrender that night, and they said, go home, remember? And he'd already killed two guys. The other thing about that, there's something about the handling of that case that bothers me, and that is he's let go on bail. They did some kind of a fundraiser, and it was a $2 million bail, and he comes up with it in cash. The far right, frankly, is backing this guy. The far right is backing this guy. And then he won't say where he is. He won't say where he is. I'll tell you what, in Milwaukee County or Dane County, guy's out on bail and he won't say where he is. He'd be back in jail. I'll tell you that. He'd be back in jail. But they let the guy off. Then he's drinking at a bar and he's underage. But the law in Wisconsin is you can drink if your parent is with you. Mother was with him. What the heck is this? Mother's with him and he's flashing power symbols and all this. And he's making it into a circus. Just like the O.J. Simpson trial, like the George Floyd trial, this guy is going to make his trial into a circus, but on the other side of the ideological divide. It makes me angry as heck. I think we need a lot more control by that judge. Say, look, Jack, you tell us where you are, and you're going to tell the police and the DA, or you're back in jail. You're not drinking. He can say you can't drink. You do it again, you're back in jail. You're flashing white power symbols or whatever the heck you're flashing. And you can't associate with Proud Boys. He can say who he can associate with. Once you are criminally charged and out on bail, you have a lot of leeway. Thanks a lot, Pizza Box Mike. Frank from Poinette, my friend, you just won a T-shirt courtesy of Pizza Box Mike. So congratulations at the end of the call. Let Luke know your address. What's on your mind today, Frank from Poinette?
That you guys cover everything, and I don't know what to say. But I definitely agree with you about that Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson with their showdown there. With the first thing I thought of when I seen him on that video on YouTube down at the border down there was him flicking around like a moth in the light. And that's the first thing that hit my mind. Is no doubt. They really put on a good show, like they really care about anything. It's just amazing.
No, they don't. And you know who really doesn't is Ron Johnson. We got to get this guy out, Frank, okay? He's in our state. He's not representing us. He's not representing America. This guy is bad news. You know, he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate, and he said he did not trust the CIA and the FBI who report to him. And he said that the people who murdered the officer and brain damaged two others and poked the guy's eye out loved the law and loved law enforcement. Come on. He flat out lied. And then on this thing on the border, these guys all go down there and El Jefe there, Cruz, prowling around like he thinks he's Che Guevara or Fidel Castro. And I've had enough of it. I don't know. I've got to calm down, Frank. Give Luke your address. You're getting yourself a T-shirt. Thanks for calling in. We're going to the break. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.